Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our wild card weekend picks, and they're brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, peat, tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. As we mentioned before, Jerry, again, undefeated week at 5-0. He leads the picks by three full games now. I am in a distant third, like 14 games behind Jerry. So we'll see if we can have a nice little wild card weekend, divisional weekend, and all that great stuff. Starting right now, Jerry Recco. So what are we working with?
All right, doubleheader for you tomorrow, Saturday, January 5th, NRG Stadium. We've got the 10-6 Indianapolis Colts on the road at 11-5 Houston Texans minus a point and a half.
This, to me, is a very, very difficult game to pick for the reasons we mentioned before, but I am going to lean back on the fact that the Indianapolis Colts, albeit on the road, are a more complete football team with less disaster potential. I think that with Deshaun Watson, the way he plays the game, the way this Colts front has been playing, there is going to be some turnovers there, and that's going to be a big difference, and Andrew Luck is going to limit that like he has the entire year, and we'll look back on this game and which quarterback didn't take as many sacks, which quarterback didn't make as many bad throws, which quarterback didn't fumble because he was trying to do something, and that quarterback is going to be Andrew Luck. Give me the Colts to win this game and then potentially have a nice little run in them in the AFC. I like the Colts in this one, Boomer, and I'm curious to see if you like your buddy Frank's chances in this one as well.
I do, Gio, and I think it will be the highest scoring game of the weekend, combined scores. I think it's going to be like 30-27. It's going to be the Colts. The Colts then, because they are the number six seed, would then go on to the number one seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, in the divisional round, which would be a very interesting game. So I'm going to take the Colts. Their vastly improved offensive line. Ryan Kelly's back. They've been running the ball a lot lately, and Andrew Luck has really had one of his best years and who I believe is the comeback player of the year. So I got the Colts winning 30-27.
All right, Al Dukes in his $5 14 parlay calls this the scrub game of the weekend.
What?
He hates this game. He thinks this is like nothing team afternoon.
This Saturday afternoon, even the NFL knows most people don't want to watch Colts Texans. I don't know why.
Not this year, though.
I don't know.
Usually in the past it's been, but not this year.
Just remind me to slap you upside the head after the show's over, okay? And I'll tell you about scrub games.
Well, I'm going to go.
So what do you got here, Al? Nobody cares.
Who'd you take? Okay, we don't care.
I took the text.
Right. Well, I'm going to call it the scruff gang because you got your boy Reich who never shaves. Vinatieri looks like an old man. And, of course, Andrew Luck. I hate to agree with you, but I'll take the Colts as well. Game number two, AT&T Stadium, the site, prime time. Al is going to be locked in. The 10-6 Seahawks at the 10-6 NFC Eastern Division champion Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys giving up 2 points. I'll take the Cowboys.
I know you, Jerry. Yeah, all right. We understand that. I've seen a lot more Cowboys football than I've seen Seahawks football this year. In the last game I saw the Cowboys play, and it's a meaningless game, but there was something about Dak Prescott in that game. There's something about the pressure on this team. There's something about how they came from the dead to come back and win this division. Ezekiel Elliott with a week off. I really think that they're going to win this game convincingly. I really do. So that's probably bad news for the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Recco's pick, but you know, the Seattle Seahawks play this brand of football now where it's basically run, then Tyler Lockett's wide open in the end zone. The Dallas Cowboys defense is going to put pressure on Russell Wilson. They're not going to give up the big play down the field, either Baldwin or Lockett, and this defense will win the game with a combination of a strong run game by the Cowboys convincingly by 10 points. Give me the Cowboys 23-13 in this game.
I got the Cowboys 27-23. I agree with your assessment of the game. I just think Russell Wilson will get them in the end zone a couple more times.
All right, Sunday, two games early, 1 o'clock, and then at 4:40. Chargers and Ravens from Baltimore, L.A., 12-4, 7-1 on the road this year, taking on a Baltimore team that winds up going 10-6. Ravens giving up 2.5.
this Ravens thing's got to stop, right? I mean, you can't play football like this and continue to win week after week after week with a rookie quarterback who's running around like crazy. Remember, he's had to come out of a couple of games in this stretch. One time where RG3 came in, another time he got checked for a concussion. Lamar Jackson did come back in the game. This Chargers team knows that they've got something special going on. Phillip Rivers knows that his time is running out, and he's got a great group here. They're healthy on both sides of the ball. Melvin Gordon, the first time that these two teams played on that Saturday night, played but was not close to being 100%. I think he's closer now. This is going to be the Chargers' day. They play well on the road. They're going to be all right. I do think that the LA Chargers win this one, and the Ravens have a tough time scoring some points in this game, Boomer.
I think the Chargers will cover, but I think the Ravens will win. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to come down to that fourth quarter and whether or not Phillip Rivers is going to throw a pick or not. And one thing I know is that his name, they call him Wink Martindale, is his nickname down there for the Ravens defense coordinator, will not sit back in those zones. He's going to force the issue. I think Ravens win 23-21, but the Chargers will cover.
Well, unless I said it wrong, Baltimore has given up the 2.5. Oh, the Chargers cover.
Yeah.
You're right on it.
Thank you.
You're right on it.
Thank you.
I'll take the Chargers. I did that wrong. My bad. 56 degrees and sunny. I'll take the Chargers. Eagles. Sunday at 4:40 in Chicago. Chicago minus 6.5.
Oh, man.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Yeah, so I don't know. The gut feeling I have in this game is that the Bears fans are going to be going crazy. Like, this is going to be like a celebratory Chicago Bears type of, go Chicago Bears! Everybody's going nuts, and you know, you see the breath and the monsters of the Midway.
Is that their song? Go yeah. Chicago
yeah.
Bears? That's their
go
song?
Go Chicago Bears! Da-da-da, something like that. Okay. I don't know. Look it up. But they're going to knock this Eagles special feeling right out of them early in this game. Nick Foles, it's over for you. You did it one year. You're not doing it again. And the offense will be just good enough to get through this miserable secondary of the Philadelphia Eagles. I really think that this game could be, towards the end of the game, like a, you know, just party, a Chicago party, because the game will be wrapped up sometime in the third quarter because it'll be an ass-kicking. Give me the Bears big in this one.
Yeah, I like the Bears at home as well. I think that this Bears defense is great. I don't think it's as good as the 85 Bears defense, but they can put pressure on. And the one thing I will say is what Philadelphia has is usually the elixir against a team like the Bears. Big offensive tackles. And if Peters and Johnson stay on the field, they'll give Nick Foles some room to pass. I think it's going to be closer than Gio says it's going to be, but I do think that the Bears will cover this. So I'm going to go 27-20, Chicago at home, Soldier Field.
And I will take the Eagles because I can't stand them, and I have an idea you're going to get a good showing from them, and this Nick Foles is going to make life miserable for them and Carson Wentz. Eagles find a way to win Sunday and stun the 12-4 Bears. I will take Philadelphia plus the 6.5.
So here is the Bears fight song. You tell me you never heard this one? Let's switch it up here, get the NFL music out of it. Chicago Bears.
Sounds like it was made in the 40s.
Yeah. Might have been.
I'm Al Dukes, performing.
A great George Halas.
Right. Yeah, I never heard this. Not even all those NFL films, I don't think I ever heard this.
I'm surprised.
No. The only song I think of when I think of the Bears is that rap they made in 1985.
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yes. Well, that I remember.
So, kind of interesting. I mean, you know, when I think about what you guys did and all the picks, I was trying to figure out what would be the divisional matchups if most of our picks work out the way that they would have gone, the way we picked today. You would have Dallas at New Orleans.
Right.
You'd have Chicago at the Rams. That's interesting, right?
Yep.
Indy at KC. So that's Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes. And Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady. That would be a hell of a divisional weekend of football. That's usually the best weekend of football right there.
Yeah. Yep, I'm looking at it, and I heard it.
You
and
like it?
Something else I like is, you know, the Bengals fight song with the sad trombone.
Bengals prowling, lean and angry. Here he comes, the prowling, lean and angry, an offensive brute.
Never heard this either.
Yes.
And defensively, he's tough. Cincinnati Bengals.
this in the store, in the stadium?
So I got there at 84, right? I got there at 84. You can turn that thing off, please. So I got there at 84, and I'll never forget coming out of the tunnel the first game. And it was like all the bells and whistles were there, meaning that there was nothing there. And there was a band in a trailer in the end zone, and they were playing this live. That was what we were coming out of the tunnel to. And I remember going to our business manager, who I used to have to fight as to whether or not I could get a second helping of string beans and maybe a second potato for a pregame meal.
Wow.
I would say, are you kidding me with this? This is what we're coming out of the tunnel to this band?
So is that when you went to Guns N' Roses?
We went to Guns N' Roses finally in the 88 season. But it was there were no on-field markings. There was nothing unless we had a home playoff game, and then the NFL came in and put some stuff on the field.
So it was just a green field.
It was a green field. Wow. It was so cold and just so like 70s. You know what I mean?
Cold in 70s.
It's like it came out of somebody like some architect from Chernobyl or something. That's what we were playing in.
When you played at the Astrodome, were you intimidated by this? Because we're the Houston
Oilers. Houston this Oilers. I've heard.
I hated this song. Houston they play this thing incessantly. Oh, just nonstop.
Oh, here comes Dan Pastorini.
All right.
Oh, you're not as old as I thought.
But the Miami Dolphins have a song like this, too.
Yeah, everyone.
I know that one, too.
Yeah. Right?
Well, let me look for that one.
Well, the great one was the San Diego Superchargers. That was the one that had some mainstream appeal. A lot of people loved
more
that
so
one.
Than Hail to the Redskins.
Well, I think when Chris Miami Berman started Dolphins. Doing that one, San Diego Superchargers. Yeah, that was one that a lot of people. I guess Hail to the Redskins too. But this one,
I see what you mean. Right at the beginning, it sounds like it could be a pop song.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on.
Sound like a disco song.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Dan Fouts used to dance to this.
Probably still does.
Oh,
man.
This is definitely a disco song. San Diego Superchargers. San Diego Superchargers. San Diego. You know what? The Bee Gees sort of sung this. San Diego
That team never won a Super Bowl. Their defense must have sucked.
They put up a million points. No. Hello.
Yeah. Air Coryell.
I know. I gotta go. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you, Jerry.
Where are you going, Jerry?
Other studio. Hello.
Jerry Recco.
Super update.
Super updates with Jerry Recco. You and Evan should have a good conversation about some of the things that he had to do for us today.
Yes.
we put Evan on some errand runs.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about that, though. I mean, come on. It's just going to be Manny Machado and Adam Gase and Cliff Kingsbury. You know?
David Robertson. Oh, my God.
You can't bring up a Therawan to Joe Beningo. Are you kidding me?
The only time that came up is when the Buffalo Bills fans were throwing him on the field against the Patriots.
Right.
Yeah, that did come up on their program.
Now I'm thinking, now I've got all these fight songs in my head. Didn't Buffalo have a good one?
That happened at one of Gunner's hockey games.
They threw one of those.
One of those South Shore teams, you know, really get into it. And they throw some unkind things on the ice.
Didn't you see that in the Mets locker room behind a picture of somebody recently?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
I have the Buffalo Bills one.
Okay.
And look at it go. He could go all the way. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
The Bills make me wanna shout.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. That's not what I thought it was. No.
Oh, that place goes crazy to this, man. Oh. This place
will make it happen now?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh.
You think there was a different one?
No, but that's the shout song up there is huge.
Oh, God, it's miserable. That's got to be one of the worst. Like, if you're losing, if you're a quarterback, you know, just threw a pick six and you got to sit on the bench and hear that.
Well, you're laying on the ground and Bruce Smith is sitting on you, and all of a sudden they started with that. You're like, yeah. Oh, God.
A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now. Jesus. You're bleeding out of your nose.
They're coming to get Boomer with the ambulance.
Yeah, right. A little bit softer now. We think he hurt himself. A little bit. It's a different NFL, man. Different world back then, you know?
It was, yep.
Fight songs and Bruce Smith and AstroTurf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.